Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The C Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, Joey Knish, and you on Westwood One Sports. Joey Knish is going to join us, pro sports better from the Hammer, in just a moment. Man, this first hour of the show got my juices flowing. Bill Zimmerman told me at the end of the hour that it, quote, hit all the right notes. Now he has to say that because he gets fired if he doesn't. So I don't know if that's what he actually thinks. This is like, it's like state media here. This is like the Al Jazeera with Bill Zimmerman. But you know what? I have to be honest. I agree with him. The wonder, the splendor of the NCAA tournament. And I asked this question to everybody before we broke down the East region, the South region, we got into the West region. The question that I asked everybody 2 weeks ago today, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, Florida, or the field? Many of you responded to that question with the four teams, and they are the 4-1 seeds. Do you still feel that way today? After the final couple weeks of the regular season, and with conference tournaments now being done and Selection Sunday in the rearview mirror. Oh, baby. We'll continue breaking down the NCAA tournament coming up in 20 minutes. We will hear from Tyler and Kenny, their initial thoughts on the Final Four. And we'll get to the game of the night for tonight in the world of sports. And it's not Italy against Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic. So we'll get to that at the end of the hour. But joining us right now, the leadoff guest, NCAA tournament week, You Better You Bet, on Westwood One Sports. The one, the only, the insane, and the very sharp, Joseph Knish, who is the host of Hit the Books on the Hammer Betting Network, an incredible college football betting show. But we know our guy Knish. He's dipping his hand everywhere. He's getting into every single betting pool. He loves the NCAA tournament, and he is a hashtag Michigan man. So let's see if he likes his Wolverines. On Twitter, at JoeyKnish22, where you're going viral like every other day on Twitter, my man. Knish, welcome to the show. Happy NCAA tournament. How you feeling?
Nikki K, baby, good to be back down in North a little bit. Good to see you. Though leading the show off with the real Joey Brackets. Not that fraud Lenardi from ESPN who's too nit to put a few dollars on the line. You know your man, the real Joey Brackets on here is going to have the real cheddar on the line this week.
Joey Knish versus Joe Lenardi in a street fight. Set the betting line.
Give me, listen, now, I'm not going to tell you, you know, I'm you know, Conor McGregor out here, but Lenardi, that guy looks like he hasn't thrown a punch his entire life. -1,000, Joey K, bring him on. I'm going down there to Bristol.
Tyler says Kanish minus 500. So Tyler, maybe not as much confidence as you have in yourself, Kanish. I will ask you, my friends, and then we can get into the specific regions, right? The same question that I led the show off with today, that I led the first March show that I did here on Westwood One Sports 2 weeks ago. Those four teams or the field, the 4-1 seeds or the field to win the national championship, Kanish, Michigan, Arizona, Duke, Florida, every other team in the NCAA tournament. What side is Joey Kanish on and why?
I'm going with the ones. And you know what? I'm going to get a little macro here. I think what we've seen, and the betting lines will you know, kind of tail this out, is that there's been the cream. This is the old rant, Macho Man rant. The cream rises to the top. And that's the new college basketball here. Is, I think, you know, your days of, like, George Mason, the old, you know, UMBC, that's dead. That is deader than dead. None of these teams are, you know, below a 4 seed, I think, have any shot to make a run. So now, in today's era, where I think you've got, you know, like, it's just going to be 1-2. I would be shocked if anybody below a 3 made the Final Four. So if you're giving me the 4-1s, especially a couple of ones that have been elite beginning to end, it would be nowadays in this era the 4-1. Now, do I think there's some 2s, 3s, you know, 4s, I can get a little frisky? Yes. But if I'm taking one or the other, it's give me the 4-1s.
So I do, this kind of begs the question, right? Because I think most people, Kanish, and I would say I'm one of these people, like, if the committee got something wrong, and I think most people think the committee, like, did really well with this bracket, maybe the best one of my lifetime. It doesn't feel like people are really complaining about it. But if something were wrong with this bracket in terms of seeding, I think we could look at St. John's being a 5 in the East region and Vandy as the 5 in the South region. So you mentioned 1, 2, 3, and 4. I did want to get your opinion on those 2 5 seeds, Kanish, that a lot of people feel like the seeding's wrong for those 2 teams and maybe they should have been 4 seeds, St. John's and Vanderbilt. Any thought to those 2 teams potentially making a run?
Yeah, you know, the Johnny, I will say, I do like somebody, you know, you get hot at the right time of the year. The Johnny's not a, you know, overall, they kind of racked it up on some peasants throughout the year, but you get hot at the right time of year and make your way, even though it's not a great conference anymore, make your way and get hot. That would be the team. The problem is that they got on the seed line here, where I think the Vanderbilt, if you're talking about a draw and you got to go, you know, through Duke now to even make that's going to be tough. Because if there's one number one right now in the country you wouldn't want to be on the seed line with, it's them. So overall, I'd say Vandy a little bit more favorable on the draw potentially, but St. John's is the team that I'm liking in terms of, like, could they actually make a run? Probably playing a little bit higher level ball at the moment. So it would be the Johnnies. With that said, I'm not really seeing it either way.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to. But, you know, I grew up in Queens, New York. And I'm just saying, part of me kind of wants to pull the trigger. I won't do it to pull the trigger on St. John's over Duke. Let's start in the East region, my man, which is just absolutely loaded. And this is to get your juices flowing, right? I know that you're kind of like Joey Soccer these days as well, into the soccer. This would be like the group of death, right? With so many legacy programs and big-name coaches and great players. I love this East region. As it stands right now at BetMGM, Duke, your favorite at minus 135. UConn is the 2 at 6. You know, I know you're a Michigan guy, but you got to respect, or maybe you don't, Michigan State. Sparty at 7, St. John's at 9. Louisville, we'll see about Mykel Brown, their star freshman, if he's able to go, at 13. Darren Peterson and Kansas at 15. I don't want to necessarily sleep on Mick Cronin and Donovan Dent and UCLA as the 7 seed, UCLA at 22. How is pro sports bettor Joey Kanish handicapping the East region of the NCAA tournament?
You know, there's a couple, I'd say. So, like, obviously, Duke, you know what, your favorite here, going to go through. I mean, I would be, again, as we said at the start here, of the teams that are playing over, the one number one seed you wouldn't want to be matched up for me in this tournament is Duke. They got the defense. They've got the star player to get in Boozer to get the ball to. However, if you're looking for a couple of frisky ones, and I saw, you know, friend of the show, I know he hasn't been in the weeds in a while, but liked this one as well. The old South Florida folks down there, if they can get by Louisville and that round one game, I don't think, and you want to talk to what, you know what, we'll go frauds here. You can get that Tom Izzo, Mr. March out of here. I think they're going out. I wouldn't even be surprised if North Dakota State gives a competitive game. I think South Florida gets past Louisville, gets past Michigan State, and maybe has a little bit of a chance there to make a run at the bottom of the bracket. At the top, I'm just going to go square with you. I think Duke runs it over. Johnny's, Kansas, maybe one of those two, you know, can put a game together. But it's Duke for me, and it's going to be a Duke-South Florida matchup down there in the East. Duke gets through in the end.
Well, so South Florida, just to be clear, South Florida to the Elite Eight for you, Kanish. So South Florida over UConn, over UCLA potentially to get to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I think the price is there. I thought there was around some 12-1, a little bit better on that. I'd sprinkle the little South Florida to the Elite Eight. I do that, really. And if you want to go Sweet 16, again, Elite Eights get a little crazy. That, then they're going to have to be, you know, you beat a UConn or one of those. I really do like them. I got them against the spread versus Louisville, money line, and I think they would be very, very live against the Michigan State team that I really, really do not think is up for the challenge this March.
I have a huge smile plastered on my face. I'm sad you're not on video because I cut my hair and I thought you would have a fun comment about it, but that's okay. Let's move my friend to the South region, which obviously features the number one seed, the reigning defending national champion, Florida Gators. Florida plus 165 at BetMGM to make the Final Four. Houston, I might have the problem because I think I like Houston in this region. Houston plus 250, the Illini, the three seed at plus 300. Then we've got Vandy, we've got Nebraska. What about the South region, Kanish, of the NCAA tournament?
You know what? I'll go this one, maybe the most, I'll call it wide open, where I think if you're going to see a team where a little bit maybe down the bracket kind of have, because again, you mentioned Vanderbilt in the open. You've even got a team like Iowa, Clemson, both tough outs. You've got Illinois in there, who I like quite a bit. Might have a round one bet on Illinois to smash Penn out of there. And then some, you know, St. Mary's, Texas A&M. I'm with you. I can't see Florida. It's so hard. And again, the old cliche, and I know change to repeat in this era. If there's an opportunity here, I think it would be at the bottom of this bracket with Illinois or Houston. Both teams, I like it, playing well down the stretch. Illinois can score with anybody on there to make a run and go at Florida. And you saw Florida get tripped up in the SEC tournament a little bit. For me, it would be some plus money on Houston or Illinois to make it through here and a little bit of a Florida fade going on in the South.
So if you had to pick one of those two, Houston or Illinois, who do you prefer at this moment right now? It sounds like you haven't made your mind up yet. That's okay. Do you have like a lean for us, though? If we see those two teams play, and I think they will play in the Sweet 16, Houston or Illinois, who would you like in that potential matchup?
Price-wise, I'm going to go now to start off with the Illini. I agree with you. Does Houston be a stronger team? Obviously, they'll be the favorite in that. But if we're getting a little juicier on the price, I've seen some more out there. Give me the Illini then to get through in that than the South.
If it is, Kanish, like we saw in the SEC tournament semis, Vandy against Florida, where Vandy thumped Florida in the SEC tournament, only lost by 4 against Florida back on January 17th when they met in the regular season, would you pull the trigger on a Vandy upset special there? Would you like Florida in a potential rematch? What about Vandy against Florida if those two schools meet again in the round of 16?
Well, you see, I think there's some, you know, again, a little bit of matchup problems there for Florida against Vanderbilt. I'm with you. I think, again, that like that to me, you got them again in the regular season. You thumped them in the tournament, as you said. I wouldn't hate Vandy. And that's part of the reason why I don't think this draw set up particularly well for Florida, because I think that round two Clemson-Iowa game's not a layup. You possibly have Vanderbilt coming in through to get you again. And then, as we said, Houston-Illinois on the bottom of the bracket. I agree with you. If you're liking Vandy at the top to make a run and knock off Florida, I don't hate it.
All right. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos here with you, presented by BetMGM. Our guest, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish from The Hammer. Again, like my guy is going viral on Twitter like every other day. At Joey Kanish, sometimes for some unsavory tweets. At Joey Kanish 22. Follow him there. All right. Let's go to the West region, my man. So other side of the bracket now. I said in the first hour of the show, out of all these one seeds right now, even if I think, and I think you agree, that Duke is the best team, you know, Duke's got injury concerns, right? Caleb Foster is likely not to return for Duke. Arizona, to me right now, feels like the most unimpeachable of the one seeds. Big 12 regular season and tournament champion. Arizona is your one seed. Purdue, seemingly playing its best basketball of the season, is the 2 seed in this region. Arizona minus 120 to come out of the region. Boilermakers plus 360. The 3 seed Gonzaga at 5. SEC tournament champion Arkansas with Darius Acuff and Coach Cal at 11. Wisconsin at 15. AJ DeBonce and BYU at 60. Kanish, what about the West region in the NCAA tournament? How are you handicapping this?
Yeah, you know what, as you said, and it's not only Arizona, the body of work they put together. I think in terms of draws just to make the Sweet 16 for the one seed, I mean, they got the cakewalk, right? I don't see any way here they're getting upset by one of these teams that's coming on the top half of the bracket. I do. I like, you know what, DeBonce, and I know BYU's had some trip-ups here, and then the record overall doesn't look together, but you put him in this format in the right scenario there. And you know what? Hey, I like what Purdue, they're getting hot at the right time, right? They took out, I know people say, oh, did they get Big Ten championship? Didn't matter. They had some trip ups early, had a few games during the regular season at Mackey. You know, I know there was that big stat out there. They lost their 4 big home games at Mackey. It doesn't matter. You get hot at the right time, and they're peaking right now. And I like the draw, too, because you got those fraud Zags every year that are overvalued and the other team. So, to me, I think Arizona will sleepwalk to the Sweet 16 here. But once you're getting to the Elite Eight or Final Four, the West could get very interesting, my friend.
How interesting could it get, Kanish? It sounds like you might be leaning towards betting on a team other than Arizona, picking a team other than Arizona to make the Final Four. Is that accurate? And if so, what is that school and why?
I'm going to have a little sprinkle, and I know it's going to be at the 60 on the BYU. Just a little taste. Just a little, you know, slice of pizza here. I'd like it if they get, when you have the star player and they play hard in that, just a little sprinkle as far as the long dog one. Again, don't think it'll happen, but if you can win a few games early, get to that right spot. The other one would be just, as you said early, on the bottom, Purdue, I think a pretty favorable draw to get through over into matchup with Arizona. Boiler up. They're playing good. They're playing at the right time. They got a bunch of guys that are like older than me on the roster. They got a bunch of guys that are, you know, 26 years old there, still playing college basketball. Boilers would be the team, and then a little sprinkle on BYU.
And let's close, my friend, with the Midwest region. And, oh, man. Kanish, a well-known, out of all the Michigan men out there in the world, you think of Tom Brady. You think of your old pal, Dave Portnoy. No. Joey Kanish, top of the list of hashtag Michigan men. How about your Michigan Wolverines getting housed by Purdue yesterday in the Big Ten Tournament Championship game? But Michigan still the 1 seed in the Midwest region. Iowa State the 2 in this region. Michigan about minus 130 to go to the Final Four. The Cyclones plus 245. We've got Tennessee at 13. We've got Virginia at 11. Texas Tech at 17 without JT Toppin. Honestly, I kind of think Michigan's got the easiest ride, like run to the Final Four out of any of the 1 seeds. How do you handicap the Midwest region? Alabama up there as well on the odds board.
Nikki, baby, you know I'm Mason Blue through and through. You know I'm, you know, in the trenches. You know, outside of Harbaugh, there might not be another Michigan man out there. There is. I know the team's got elite talent. I know they've been crushing people from the jump this season. Double cross. I think we're in trouble. We lost LJ Kaysen down the stretch here, who was coming off the bench. We were a little shaky. I mean, that team could have lost 3 games in the Big Ten tournament, and against 2 of them, which against not particularly good teams, and then they get housed by Purdue. I think we did the old peak too early. We're beating teams by 40 in November when nobody's watching college basketball. I think we just peaked a little too early, and there's a couple teams in this bracket, whether it be an Iowa State or Virginia or a Texas Tech or a Bama, that can get a little frisky here. And I got to tell you, if there's a 1 seed that I think's on a little bit of shaky ground coming into the tournament compared to the others, it's the Michigan Wolverines. And I'm not going to tell you, I got to tell you, I'm concerned, my friend. I'm concerned. And I, at the bottom of the bracket, there's an Iowa State team that was a shot away from beating Arizona and was beating teams by 40 in that tournament before that game, and they're playing their best basketball of the season. I think the folks in Ann Arbor, including myself, are going to be a little disappointed this March.
So Final Four for Knish out of the Midwest region. You're going to take Iowa State right now? Is that like at price as well? Or is there another team at price? Because I'll tell you that you want to hear something crazy, man. I haven't talked about it yet because we haven't gotten to this region. It's real. Like, it's dumb. I know. I don't think I'm going to do it. I kind of want to take Kentucky. That's really bad, right? Iowa State or another team for you, Knish, in the Midwest region?
Give me Iowa State and give me a Nikki K, Joey K head-to-head. Give me Santa Clara round one over the Big Blue to upset them and get them out. Santa Clara on the spread, baby. We're going head-to-head on that one.
Final question. And if you don't have an answer right now, it's all right, because this is like we're doing a lot of big picture stuff here. Do you have a favorite round one bet for Thursday or Friday, either a side or a total, to share with our listeners and viewers?
We're going, and this will make it, it's not even officially a round one because it's the first four. Prairie View, Lehigh, under 143.5. There's some 144.5 out there. Gonna be an ugly one on the old Prairie. Prairie View, Lehigh, under on Wednesday to start us off.
Are you going to bet Miami, Ohio against SMU?
No, I kind of think they get housed, and like they're the biggest public fraud there probably has ever won. You know, we won 30 games in a row against like a bunch of D3 schools. Get them out of there.
Knish, you're the best, man. At Joey Knish 22, you can check out his work over at The Hammer. Hit the books. Great college football betting show with our pal Brad Powers, my friend. We love you. Thank you very much. Good luck on the NCAA tournament. We'll catch up with you down the line.
Thank you, my friend. Don't forget you're the real Joey Bracketheads.
Yeah, but Knish would show Joe. I mean, I might be colleagues with Joe Lenardi one day, which is not to say I'm going to ESPN. You just never know. Like, this business is so small. So I'm not going to say what I was going to say. But I will say, Joey Knish, the real Joseph Brackets. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos, all social platforms at thecostos, THEKOSTOS. On the other side, we'll talk a little bit about the Joey Knish interview. And again, he's a pro bettor, giving you bets that he likes coming up for the big dance. We'll wrap up thoughts on the West region, and I'll give you my opinion on the Midwest. Knish just said he thinks Michigan's in trouble. I think it's a pretty easy ride to the Final Four for the Wolverines. We'll discuss next on Westwood One Sports.
Wave of free agency. Who are the favorites to make it to L.A. for Super Bowl 61? And who has the most work to do heading into the NFL draft? We're breaking down the big news and what it means for your team on Westwood One Sports. Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO. To borrow up to $10,000. Use code GO to borrow up to $10,000.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and, I hope, entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
800-785-9132.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
CBS, courtesy of the highlight, make it two Boilermakers. How about Purdue? All over Michigan in the second half of that game. Now, if you watched the game, which I did, and I bet Purdue, as you might imagine, given I bet Purdue in many games this season, Purdue could not miss in the second half. And every time Michigan would mount even like a semblance of a comeback, like here's like Kauffman ran with some ridiculous, like Purdue would just keep making shots to extend the lead, holding Michigan at arm's reach, and eventually winning the Big Ten tournament championship. So I said, before we brought Joey Kanish on and before the first hour of the show ended, I said, I think out of all the regions, right? And in the East, it's Duke and UConn, the 1-2. Those two teams have had some amazing tournament battles over the years. Florida, Houston in the South. And in the Midwest, with Michigan, Iowa State, I think the most likely 1-2 regional final is in this region with Arizona and Purdue. Like Wisconsin, Arkansas, if we get that matchup in the second round, my sense is we will. I think High Point will be a trendy upset pick over Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin showed so much in the Big Ten tournament. I kind of feel the same way about Ohio State, 8-9 matchup in the East region against TCU, where it feels like a lot of sharps will be on TCU, and they can be right. I'm leaning towards Ohio State in that game with the way Ohio State looked in its conference tournament. You know, the winner of Wisconsin-Arkansas against Arizona, I think would be a really fun game, especially if it's Arkansas, given how amazing Darius Acuff has been. Arizona's so good. Like, so good. And on the bottom half of the bracket, like, Miami and Missouri are both good, but I think Purdue should be able to get past either, and Purdue's got Braden Smith, who is one assist away from either tying, and this is my bad for not knowing this exactly, from either tying or breaking Bobby Hurley's all-time NCAA record for most assists in a career. Like, he's going to break it one way or another against Queens in the first round. Shout out to Queens! 718. Out in the streets, they call it murder. I always used to think that at the Jamaica train station in Queens on the Long Island Railroad. Anyway, I can't imagine Gonzaga beating Purdue. I think AJ DeBonsa against Purdue would be really fun. Kind of in the same way, it's fun in an action movie when, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger will go against, like, 100 bad guys, or, like, Sylvester Stallone against 100 bad guys, and we'll see if the action movie star can win. That'll be AJ DeBonsa if BYU is able to advance deep into this tournament. But as it stands right now, I think it's going to be Arizona and Purdue. I really, really, really want to pull the trigger on the Boilermakers. I don't think I'm going to, but I need to give that some thought over the next few days. We'll hear from Tyler and Kenny coming up in a moment. We'll get their early Final Four picks. You better you bet on this Monday. Westwood One Sports, Nick Kostos and you. YouTube.com/@TheKostos, 310-840-4910. To the Midwest region. I do think that Michigan, out of any one seed, has the easiest run to the Final Four. Which doesn't mean that Michigan will get there, but I do think that the path for Michigan is the easiest. Now, Iowa State is a banger two seed. Like, a very, very worthy two seed, right? But look at the rest of the teams in this bracket. Texas Tech is the five. JT Toppin's out for the season. And look, Texas Tech is still really good. Texas Tech beat Arizona without him, so Texas Tech is still good. Just like, is Texas Tech going to the Final Four without JT Toppin? Feels unlikely. Bama has been to a Final Four in the Nate Oates era with this all offense, no defense, so can it happen? Yes. Also, like, how many points is Michigan scoring against Alabama if they play? Feels like a lot. Tennessee is the six. Now, is Tennessee good enough to make a run? Sure. Also, Tennessee's coach is Rick Barnes. And that's how I think you should think about Tennessee. When you look and you see Tennessee as the sixth seed, don't look and see Tennessee. Instead, translate it with your eyes to Rick Barnes. And then make your decision from there. Now, Virginia, the three seed, is tremendous. Like, a really good offensively, really good defensively. I think we'll see Virginia come out of that pod and get to the Sweet 16. Can Kentucky, the seventh seed, make a run? Joey Kanish just told us, Pro Sports Better, that he thinks Santa Clara will beat Kentucky and cover the spread against Kentucky in that 7-10 matchup. Kentucky, the best team money can buy. That's what people said about the Wildcats and Mark Pope before the year. Well, people don't feel that way anymore. When you have Dick Vitale saying that $22 million spent on this team, they could have spent that money better. Like, you know, when Dick Vitale's coming for your throat, that there's a problem. Kentucky does have tons of talent. Do I think Kentucky will get there? Most likely not. And maybe it would be surprising if Kentucky did make a run. I don't know. We'll find out from Tyler and Kenny what they think about the Final Four in a moment. I think Michigan might get through just because I don't love this region. And maybe this is another one, too, with Michigan-Iowa State. And if Michigan plays Iowa State, I want everybody to think about this right now. Who do you like to win that game, Michigan or Iowa State? Last note before we bring in Tyler and Kenny. Tennessee in the first round, and I don't want to hear anyone say that the first four is the first round and that Thursday and Friday is the second round. No. The first round starts on Thursday. Thursday and Friday is the first round of the NCAA tournament. I'm not interested in what anyone else has to say about that. I am right about that. Tennessee will play the winner of Miami, Ohio, and SMU. So Miami, Ohio, and we talked about it at the end of the week last week, loses in the MAC tournament, which Akron goes on to win. Akron will play Texas Tech in the first round in this bracket, against Texas Tech in the Midwest region. As it stands right now, Miami of Ohio, with its one loss, is a 7.5-point dog against SMU on Wednesday night. This is, for all intents and purposes, a home game for the Redhawks, given that it's in Dayton. Kanish thinks SMU is going to annihilate them. I'm betting Miami, Ohio. Does that make me a square? Maybe. But like Huey Lewis in the News famously said in the 1980s, it's hip to be square. I'll ride with Miami, Ohio, plus the points. And just to give this take one more time, because Auburn is not in the NCAA tournament, be honest with yourselves. Put away your disdain for Bruce Pearl. Put away your disdain for nepotism that got his son, Stephen, hired as the head coach of Auburn. What would you have been more excited to watch on Wednesday night? Miami, Ohio versus SMU? Or Miami of Ohio versus Auburn? Let's bring on our technical director, Tyler Morales, and our engineer, Kenny Henderson, two massive college basketball fans and big-time college basketball bettors. And let's get their thoughts on the Final Four. We'll give the first word to our friend Tyler Morales, who is currently flush in cash after cashing a big Cam Young outright ticket this weekend at the Players. Tyler, congratulations on that. Tyler, your initial thoughts on the Final Four and how the NCAA tournament will shake out.
Yeah, so for the East and West region, I just have these guys penciled in as the Final Four. Arizona and Duke, I think they have an easy path. I think they'll both get to the Final Four. And then the South and Midwest, I think can get maybe a little strange. I haven't decided if I like Houston or Illinois to come out of the South region. I definitely don't like Florida, so it'll either be Houston or Illinois for me. For the Midwest, I think I like Michigan right now. I think I'll pencil them in, but Iowa State does have an easy path. I think we get an Iowa State, Michigan State Elite Eight, and then maybe Iowa State can win that. But I've, as of now, I have Michigan, Arizona, Duke. And I'll go with Illinois right now to win the the South region. So those are my final four picks as of now.
So, Tyler, 3-1 seeds and a three for you as it stands right now. You reserve the right to change your mind?
Oh, we do. We might change my mind in like an hour.
Okay, so when, by the way, when do we collectively want to finalize like our show brackets? Wednesday or Thursday?
We're going to be on before the games, but we could do Thursday. We could do Thursday morning.
Oh, baby. Bill Zimmerman wants us to try for Wednesday. Bill, those three guests that we had talked about over the weekend, are they all confirmed for Wednesday? We won't have to say who they are, but like, we're going to have, I'll say it. On Wednesday on You Better You Bet, John Fanta, Seth Greenberg, Joe Fortenbaugh. I'm off tomorrow on the show because I'm working Saturday with Brad Evans. Wednesday is going to be an absolute banger. Chris Mack will have you. Like, tomorrow is going to be awesome also. Return of the Mack once again. That's going to be great. Wednesday is going to be awesome. We'll see if we can get everything done by the end of Wednesday's show. So Tyler, 3-1 seeds and a three. As it stands at the moment, Duke, Arizona, Michigan, and Illinois. Our friend Kenny Henderson is with us now. Kenny, how was the weekend, my friend?
It was great. Some great basketball this weekend. Arizona-Iowa State game of the year. That was awesome. Great weekend. I'm glad we have a bracket. So,
you said that with a ton of enthusiasm. Kenny, what would you rather watch, the NIT or the Academy Awards, if given the choice?
Definitely the NIT.
Tyler?
I'm actually a big awards show guy, even though I haven't watched any of the movies. So I'll actually go with the Academy Awards here.
Did you watch? Did either of you see any of the movies nominated for Best Picture this year?
Nope,
not a chance.
So for me, Kenny's just like absolutely not. For me, the answer is also usually no. I actually watched one battle after another on the plane ride to San Francisco for the Super Bowl and thought it was like awesome. So I have no idea if like any of the other movies were good, but I really liked one battle after another. Also, I just want to say that Anne Hathaway looked really great. And for people that missed it, she's aging like a fine wine. She's beautiful. She looked great last night. And that ends today's edition of Nick Costos is Thirsty here on You Better You Bet. Kenny, Tyler rolling with 3-1s and a 3 for the Final Four. What is your Final Four as it stands at this moment?
I think I'm only going to go with one number one seed to the Final Four. So my initial thought in the East was it's actually going to be Duke, but then I thought maybe Duke's going to slip up because of the injury. So actually, I'm going to pick Michigan State to make it out of the East. As of right now, I'm not high on the Spartans team, but I love their draw to make it to the Sweet 16. And then I would like them over UConn, it would be. And then I would like them probably over St. John's because I think Duke could slip up against St. John's. If they don't, I would probably just say it's Duke. But right now, I'll say Michigan State. In the South, I'm going Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt makes it out of the South. I think Florida goes home early. They could actually lose to Iowa. I think Bennett Sturts might go off. In the West, it's Arizona for me. That's my 1-1 seed. And then in the Midwest, I think it's a Michigan-Iowa State Elite Eight game. And I'm picking Iowa State to beat Michigan to go to their first Final Four since the field expanded. Their only Final Four they've been to, I think it was only like a field of eight, and it was in like 1944. So I don't think Iowa State blows that chance against Michigan.
Tyler, what are your thoughts on Kenny's Final Four?
Michigan State, Kenny, we got to talk off the air, man. I mean, I could not be more out on Michigan State. I completely disagree with you on there.
I like their draw. I just hate this region. Like, I think Duke, if they slip up, and I mean, you've got St.
Why do you guys hate this region? Why do you guys, this region's awesome. At least on paper, it's awesome.
I'm not high on Kansas or UConn.
I don't hate it. I just think Duke's going to cakewalk to the Final Four. It's nothing. I don't hate it. I'm going to watch the games.
Out of all the teams in this region, Tyler, which one do you think is... Kenny clearly thinks that... Kenny, who do you think beats Duke on the way to the Final Four? Michigan State or somebody else?
I have an Izzo-Pitino Elite Eight game. So Michigan-St. John. So I have St. John's beating Duke, and I have Michigan State beating UNC. I mean, not UNC. UConn in the Sweet 16.
I would cry actual tears if Michigan State beat St. John's. I would be so mad because I don't like Michigan State, and I'm a Queens guy. I would be devastated if that happened. Tyler, out of all the teams in the East region, I know you like Duke. Which one do you think has the best chance to beat Duke and why? And then we'll take a break.
I mean, I guess St. John's because they can throw bodies at Cam Boozer. But, like, if Patrick Gumba comes back and he's going to, like, that's more important to me than Caleb Foster. Like, Caden Boozer can do what Caden Foster can do. To me, I have Duke and South Florida, like Joey Kanish said, in the Elite Eight. So I think the only team that's really going to beat him is St. John's just because they can throw. They have a ton of big guys that can throw at Cam Boozer. But I don't see anybody really stopping Duke, unfortunately. I think they're going to cakewalk to the Final Four.
Last one quickly, like 10 seconds for each of you guys. So Tyler said he's got South Florida in the Elite Eight. South Florida is the 11 seed right now in the East region. Any wacky picks outside of South Florida for you, Tyler? And then for you, Kenny, you gave us a couple wacky, quote-unquote, wacky Final Four picks. But anything else that you would consider out of the ordinary? 10 seconds each, first Tyler, then Kenny. And if you don't have anything, that's fine also.
Man, it's not out of the ordinary. I think Gonzaga's going to beat Purdue and make the Elite Eight. I think they could give Arizona a game. This is a much different Gonzaga team than we're used to. They're a much more defensive and a lot more athletic. I think Gonzaga shocks people and makes the Elite Eight against Arizona.
Yeah, nothing too out of the ordinary for me, but I think we get two Elite Eight matchups where it's the 3 versus 5. I already mentioned one in Michigan State and St. John's. And then my other one, I think Illinois runs Houston off the floor in the Sweet 16, and they meet Vandy before Vandy goes to the Final Four.
Are you guys going to talk me out of my Houston to the Final Four pick? If Illinois is going to run Houston off the floor. All right. Thank you to Tyler. Thank you to Kenny. We'll hear from them at the end of the show when we give you our bets for tonight. We'll take a quick break. And coming up next, we'll talk about the game of the night in the world of sports. And no, it is not Italy against Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic semifinals. It emanates from the NBA. And there's a big storyline about this game that I can't wait to discuss with all of you. We'll do that next here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
What a free agency. Troy Hendrickson's now in Baltimore. Kenneth Walker's with the Chiefs. And Mike Evans is in San Fran. We're keeping tabs on what the moves mean and which teams have the most work to do on Westwood One Sports.
At Navy Federal, we're a trusted partner of the military community. And we're here to guide you through these uncertain times, help you diversify your portfolio, and take control of your finances. We offer a 13-month special certificate with a rate more than double the national average. And members can access financial advisors from one of America's best financial advisory firms, awarded by USA Today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/save more. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So as for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000. Use code GO.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Norlander, co-host of the Eye on College Basketball podcast with Gary Parrish. We are part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, and College Hoops is turning toward what's going to be a phenomenal March. So be sure you are tuned into the show. We're going to be publishing at least four shows every week. Follow and listen to Eye on College Basketball free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. March is coming.
Called 800-785-9132.
They're going to hold it for the final shot and try and win it here in overtime. Doncic on the drive. Step back. Puts it up. Puts it in! With 5/10 of a second remaining!
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports.
The great Mike Breen with the call on Saturday night. Did you miss it this weekend with all the college basketball and the World Baseball Classic? Probably the best game of the weekend? If we're being honest, well, USA Dominican Republic last night was pretty good. Lakers Nuggets was tremendous on Saturday night. Lakers win in overtime, 127-125. And this was a topsy-turvy roller coaster of a basketball game. With the Lakers holding a huge lead early in the game, up by 17. Jokic and the Nuggets coming all the way back to take an 8-point fourth quarter lead. And then if you missed it, Austin Reeves needed to intentionally miss a free throw at the end of the game. Lakers needed a rebound and a bucket to send it to overtime. Austin Reeves, maybe the greatest ever intentional missed free throw in the history of missed free throws, but gets his own rebound and makes a shot to send it to overtime. Luka hits a three-pointer to basically win, or a jumper to win the game at the end. So Lakers win 127-125. That win vaults Luka and the Lakers currently. And every team is really close together. The Lakers are currently the 3 seed now in the Western Conference in the NBA. They are a half game up on the Rockets, a full game up, or a game and a half up on the Nuggets, and a game and a half up on the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Lakers now own the tiebreaker, the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Nuggets, have beaten Denver twice this season, the Nuggets beating them first. Or once. It's early, and it's Monday, and it's March. Please forgive me. How about LeBron James playing 40 minutes in the game on Saturday night? Luka looks good. Reeves looks good. LeBron looks good. And everybody is really into the Los Angeles Lakers. Can the Lakers make a run in the NBA playoffs? Can it be the Lakers as the primary challenger to the Oklahoma City Thunder? And that question takes us to tonight's Game of the Night.
Game of the Night.
Do we think that the bit should be is that I just say Game of the Night into Game of the Night? Should that just be the bit? It's not great radio. I get maybe it becomes great radio if we turn it into a bit. That's now, honestly, I'm being real, right? If I hear another host do what I just did, I'm like, that guy sucks. How can you do that? It's the first thing they teach you. Like Radio 101. You don't go lead into a sound by saying, and Coach Pitino said St. John's played well. And then Rick Pitino's first line is, yeah, we played really well. It's a terrible job by me. You know what's not terrible? BetMGM. BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager made up of any sport wagers to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win your wager that was made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings. Tonight's game of the night features the Los Angeles Lakers on the road in Houston against Alperen Şengün and the Rockets. And as it stands right now, the Rockets, 2.5-point home favorites against the Lake Show. Total in the game is 226.5. Now, I am refreshing Basketball Monster, which is a great website that's tabulating constantly who's in and who's out of games. Şengün right now is questionable with a lower back injury for the Houston Rockets. And this is a big game, not just because on paper it's a big game, but for standings as well in the Western Conference. I'm going to go against the Lakers here. Everyone is going to love the Los Angeles Lakers. They're in the news. Everyone's pumping them up. Luka made the big shot for the game winner. LeBron played 40 minutes. Austin Reeves looks good. Awesome. Give me the Houston Rockets. And even if Şengün gets ruled out and we get a better price, give it to me, baby. Shout out to Offspring. Give me the Rockets tonight in the game of the night over the Los Angeles Lakers. All our bets for her tonight coming up at the end of the show. ESPN NBA insider Shams Charania tweeting this out earlier this morning. The NBA is going to hold a vote at the Board of Governors meetings coming up next week, March 24th and 25th, to explore adding expansion teams exclusively in Las Vegas and Seattle, with the two franchises targeted for the 28-29 season. There's momentum for stakeholders to approve surveying what industry executives project will be bids in the $7 to $10 billion range for each team. Do I like the thought of NBA expansion on paper just because like it's going to dilute the talent pool even more? I don't love it, but I'll tell you what. The NBA needs to be back in Seattle, and maybe the worst-kept secret in sports is that LeBron's going to be an owner. One of the owners of the Las Vegas team. So, like, this is happening. I want everyone to get ready for this next week. Like, this is going to happen. We will have NBA expansion. It'll be Vegas and it'll be Seattle. I don't love it from a talent perspective in the NBA, but hey, more teams means more games. More games means more bets and more fun. And that's what I want when I think about sports. Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. Dallin Cuff will join us to talk NCAA tournament. And I'm going to start the hour telling all of you which...
This is Westwood One Sports.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance tech at a university, he knows ordering from multiple suppliers takes time away from keeping their arena up and running. That's why he counts on Grainger to get everything he needs, from lighting and HVAC parts to plumbing supplies, all in one place. And with fast, dependable delivery, he's stocked and ready for the next tip-off. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowaste.com
for restrictions and details.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on.
I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.